Okay, right, well, it's day three of BBC Good Food Show Winter, and a couple who have got one of their stands here at the show this year in 2015 are one of the Bursary Award winners, and I've been trying to catch up with them over the first couple of days, but they've been extremely busy and been doing things as we all have. But the company is Eponine Patisserie and Chocolaterie, and joining me from the company is Chris Sibthorpe with his partner Natalie Windsor, who is in the background. But Chris, I suppose I first have to say to you, many congratulations on the Bursary Award that you received. You must be delighted.
Yeah, we are. I mean, it's a great opportunity for us to actually do a show like this. Obviously, being a small company, which is one of the criteria for winning the bursary, this sort of size of show is just logistically something that we'd have a great deal of difficulty dealing with normally. So to be able to win basically your stand and have the opportunity to make life so much easier to actually attend it, we can therefore, you know, put money into things like stock and packaging and whatnot. And it's just a brilliant opportunity for us, because shows like this, they give you so much exposure to the public, to other businesses and buyers and networking, but they are so difficult for small businesses like us to do, and this has let us do it, so it's been brilliant.
Fantastic. I mean, you specialise in patisserie and chocolaterie, and it's luxury patisserie and chocolates that you've got here, which look fantastic. I just came to the stand just a moment or two ago, and someone was singing your praises. Those kind of things must be great, Chris.
It is. It's fantastic to get feedback, and that's another thing that shows like this are really great for, is actually engaging with the public, getting their feedback, and again, just like, this is a national show. People are coming from all over the country. People came down from Scotland yesterday. We were talking to a couple who were down from Scotland, and it's just a market that we would never have been able to reach without this opportunity. So it's fantastic to get so much different feedback, such a different demographic to what we're used to, and to be able to engage with all of them, give them tasters, let them try the product and really see what they think, because that will help us move forward.
Yeah, sure. So where would you normally be based? We'll talk about the products in just a second and go and have a look at the wonderful range that you've actually got, but where are you and Natalie normally based? Do you operate from home, or how does it work?
Yeah, it's sort of the most heavily converted home kitchen you've probably ever seen in your life. We tossed up at one point between going down the sort of industrial unit route or staying at home and trying to keep our overheads down. And for a small business like us, luckily we had a garage that we could convert into a sort of a makeshift kitchen extension, really. And
yeah.
We've just kept it all from home, kept it as cheap running costs as possible, because every little helps when you're starting your own business.
It's
a very tough market to crack into chocolate.
And before going into the business, did you both have different kind of careers?
Very different. We both have science backgrounds.
Right.
So we met in university. Natalie was studying physics, and I'm a biochemist by sort of profession, I guess, or training.
Yeah.
And we got to the end of our degrees and things. We're leaving uni, and it was a case of, well, we can go and get jobs, get stuck in the routine of life in the science fields or academia or whatever. Oh, we've got a real passion for this, and we really want to do something. We've messed around doing a few little farmers markets and pop-ups and things, and we're getting good feedback. So we said, well, let's give it a go. You know, if we don't do it now, as I said, we'll fall into this routine, and it'll be 2 years down the line, 3 years down the line, and
you'll miss that.
It'll never happen.
But where did the two of you realise, as a couple, if you don't mind me calling you that, that you had this passion for this type of product?
We met up at the University Food Society originally, so we were both sort of very food based, and I remember they'd organised to go to a little cafe and things, and we went there. We was just chatting, as you do in a new society, just meet people, what sort of things you like, well, there's a great restaurant on the corner, you want to go there. And we sort of met over food, and then found out, obviously, Natalie had an interest in baking, I was interested in chocolates and producing patisserie and cakes and things, and we do it in our spare time, and we'd learn, and we'd go on, you know, all of the holidays were off to London or Paris to visit all these, you know, patisseries and things and see what's out there. And we said at one point, well, it's all very nice, there's not a lot like that around Here, though,
yeah,
there's some nice little cake shop, nice little tea rooms, but no one's making really high-end handmade chocolates and cakes and things in our area, at least not that we knew of at the time. And let's give it a go. And we did, and we've been learning, very steep learning curve, but we've been plugging at it for going on 2 years now, and we've been improving constantly, I think, hopefully.
Well, the products themselves, having looked at them over the last couple of days, I mean, they look fantastic. You have to be, I always think, very creative as well, and, you know, that's obviously within the two of you.
It's, yeah, it's creative on the one hand for making sort of the products and things, and but also the packaging's very important with a product like
yes,
this.
Yes, so. It does. I mean, that looks great, as what you were saying, the packaging does look great. Can we just come around this side,
yes,
Chris,
certainly.
If we can? I mean, well, you go through the range, basically, what that you have on the stand.
Okay, on the stand, we've got sort of two main sort of two to three sort of main sections. We've got a sort of chocolate section, which is very much what we do at the moment. So it's handmade chocolates, truffles, bars. We've got a little pick-your-own cabinet and things, so
where
people can try a few
things.
Someone
can do, like, a selection and put them in a box.
A lot of people want to just get a nice box of chocolates, grab it, pick it up, it's easy and go, and they're happy to take a selection. Other people might want to try one or two. They might have favourites. They get people with nut allergies and things, so they have to avoid things like pralines or whatever. And,
yes.
And that lets them just sample what they want to try. And sometimes someone will come along and say, these look nice, I'll have one. They'll try one. They'll go, that was lovely, I'll have a box. So it's a way for people to try a couple of things, and that, you know, because we have quite an extensive range out, they can pick and choose, and it works really well for us to do it like that. And then obviously we've got the chocolate bars, which we've got a bit Christmassy, so we've got Rudolph and things on them. And
again, going back, they're all handmade by yourself and Natalie, aren't they?
Absolutely everything's handmade, yeah. We buy in some really good chocolate from a number of predominantly French producers.
You'll bring that in from somewhere like France.
We bring a lot of ingredients in ourselves. We get our vanilla pods, you know, direct from Tahiti.
Yeah.
You know, we get a lot of things direct from France, you know, so butters and things like that. We want to make the best product we can, and we therefore want to use the best ingredients that we can. So we've gone a massive length to source what we think is the best of everything. So single origin chocolates, as a French Normandy butter, Tahitian vanilla. We've got fantastic, you know, pastry. We hand make our pastry for all our mince pies and things. Normandy butter in there. Everything's fresh. Lovely ground almonds and things. It's just a really proper product.
Yeah. Which I know that
handmade.
People, Chris, will appreciate. And again, they do look lovely. The seasonal touch,
the Christmas
pies,
chocolate bars and
drinking
things.
Chocolate as well.
Drinking chocolate, that's become a big thing for us recently. We started out selling, as many sort of chocolatiers do, the little sort of chocolate on a spoon. They're really popular in delis and things. And we wanted to make a really high-end hot chocolate, not powder, but sort of flake chocolate. So it's pure chocolate in little flakes, and dissolve it into milk, and it makes a really beautiful hot chocolate. So we plugged away for about 6 months at blending different chocolates, testing sort of salt level seasoning your hot chocolate. It's not something people think about,
right?
A touch of salt in your hot chocolate.
Yes, you'll pop that in as well.
Brings out that flavour. So that's in there. We blend it all together. We temper it by hand. We make it into flakes. And we entered, purely by chance actually, we noticed it was happening online, the International Hot Chocolate Awards this year. We got in very last minute with our two sort of premium hot chocolates. And we're really fortunate. We got a silver award for our house blend hot chocolate, which is a classic, really good dark hot chocolate. And our other one, which is the Guinduja one, so hazelnut hot chocolate, that picked up one of only two gold medals in the world.
Fantastic.
The other one being
congratulations
over
to
in America.
You and to Natalie. Many, many congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Plugging away and persisting again with that recipe. It was funny you were just saying about having a salt within the ingredients. It's funny, at a show like this, you were saying you kind of communicate with with local traders as well. I found out more about salt this weekend than I think I've ever done. I think to me it was just the white stuff, the refined stuff, but you get the natural Himalayan salt, and it's just completely different product.
And we use different salts for different things. So our mince pies, for example, the pastry in those has a different salt to the one we put in the chocolates, because it's you get different flavors and different salts. We use fine sea salts. We get some from France, from the Gironde region, so the Fleur de Sels. We use the Maldon sea salt, very famous nowadays, and Anglesey sea salt, and they've all got different flavors. And understanding that and what works well with milk chocolate may not work well with dark chocolate, and may not work well in the hot chocolate.
Yeah.
It's all different. It's all that perseverance of get it perfect.
Well, and
get
again, that perseverance seems to be paying off. I mean, obviously, you've been able to pick up the bursary award, but again, the award that you had for the drinking chocolates, they look great. I mean, the 2-3 days into the show now, we're talking on the Saturday. Have the product's been well received? Are you happy with the feedback that you've been given?
Yeah, really well received. Obviously, it's a premium product, and it's sometimes difficult to convince people
to buy.
And that, you can have 5 bars of another chocolate for the same price of one of our bars, but the quality difference is
appreciation of that,
and it's getting to the right market and finding the people who appreciate it and want to go out and find a special product, handmade product. And that's why shows like this are so great for us, because we're exposed to such a massive audience that we can find those people and we can identify them, and hopefully that will lead on to orders for things like, we do wedding favours, we do an online sales side of things, and we get a lot of repeat custom from people who've seen us at these shows, they've tried a few chocolates, and then they go online and they order for birthday presents or Christmas.
A lot of stands, Chris, have been saying that their repeat business that they get, maybe not just here at the show, but wherever they go, that's really, really important to
massively
them.
Massively important, I mean, a lot of these shows, to be honest, I mean, this is why being the bursary is so great for us. A lot of these shows, companies will come to. It costs so much, just not just the show, but in terms of just coming here, whether it be hotels, logistics, hiring an extra staff to run it or run your operation back home while you're here, communicating with the customers. It's a massive operation to actually attend these shows, and to be able to get the bursary award, it's let us do it, at a much, much reduced rate for us. It lets us actually make some money while we're here, which for a company like us, we can't afford to do a show like this, break even, maybe make a bit of a loss. A lot of companies here will. They'll just break even, and they'll be happy with that, because they've reached all these customers and they've got that repeat.
They've got that future
business,
sale,
the future sales,
haven't they?
Are so important. But for small companies like us and the other guys here on the bursary stand who are starting out, they don't have that funding to be able to come. This has taken us not only a week of being here, of building up, of breaking down. We've got all the making of it. Everything's handmade. It takes a lot of time. We've been building up to this for over a month now, hammering away at it every day alongside what we normally do. And to be able to do that, come here and reach all these people, make a bit of money, hopefully, it's fantastic. But we couldn't have afforded it to come here and make a loss or break even on the basis of repeat custom taking us forwards from that. Bigger companies, they can, they absorb it, no problem.
But that bursary award has made a big, big difference.
Huge difference to us.
So the company name is Eponine Patisserie and Choc.
Chocolatiers. They go with that one.
Let's go with that one. A website for people to go to, because again, if people are listening to this and they want to know more about the products, where's the website?
Yeah, we've got an online shop, and more information on the company and all our products you can find us at eponinepatisserie.co.uk.
Great stuff. I must be brave and be naive at the same time. Eponine, what does it stand for? What does it mean?
It's a character from the Victor Hugo novel Les Miserables, and obviously the very popular movie and stage show and things. So if you, my other half is very much into musical theatre, and we were looking for a French name to do with. Well, we originally started looking for a French name to do with patisserie and chocolates and things, but you can probably imagine that everything under the sun is already taken. So we went a bit more off-piste and came up with that one. So it's worked well, but we get a lot of people
work.
It works. It conveys a certain sort of Frenchness, which is we don't go all French. We use a lot of British products, but a lot of French influence in our products.
It has a nice style about it.
Thank you very much.
The best way to describe it. Well, congratulations to yourself and to Natalie, and may that success continue. Thank you so much for telling me about all of the products and the story behind the company. Well done on that bursary award.
Thank you.
And, you know, great to see you here at the show. Thank you so much indeed, Chris. Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you.